Right. So let's go back to this one here. How do I pray without ceasing? Oh, this is one of those people that made probably one of the most fundamental and biggest impacts in my life, and I never ever met the lady. You see, I was listening to a story of a lady who, I don't know if she, I think she'd retired. She'd retired and she lived on her own. And she just said, "Lord, I want to do something for you." And so she thought, well, the only thing I can do is I can bake cakes. And so she baked a cake and she decided she would go and find somebody to give it to. So she went down the road. There was a construction site there. And she said to the guys, "Guys, I've made a cake. Would you like some?" And it was back in the days where people were a lot less, what's the word I'm looking for? Cynical and all the rest of it. And they said, "Yes, lovely." And so, of course, she gave them some cake. Well, she continued to bring them cake, and as she, you know, every day she'd bring them some cake. And then she sort of found another place that also wanted some cake. And so she took to that place as well. But the whole time she was speaking to the people, she was speaking about the love of God and who and all those goodnesses and telling her stories, and she was collecting their names. And as she did so, she took those names, wrote them down on a piece of paper, and she took in her kitchen, she took strings. She stuck one string at the top of this part of the roof, another one on the other side of the kitchen, and it became like a washing line. And she clipped on all these names of all these people. And eventually she ran out of that string and she got another string, and she kept on doing this. And her prayer was, "Lord, every time I cross underneath these strings, I'm praying, Lord, for these people." And one day they found out that she died because nobody came to visit her, and she, you know, the cakes dried up and people came to see what was going on. There she was in her kitchen looking up at the strings, and she passed away like that. And that so inspired me. I said, "Lord, I really want to do the same thing." Because here is an action of prayer. I'm praying. I've made a prayer and I'm repeating it every time I walk through. And so hearing this story inspired me a bit. And I said, "Lord, how do I do the same thing? I mean, I can't really put strings up in my room. I mean, I'm at work, I'm in different places, and I don't know how to do this." And he said, "Well, look, you're praying for people already." So I said, "Yeah, I've got about 30 names in my Bible. I pray every night for them." And so he said, "Well, take that piece of paper and stick it up on the wall in your bathroom. Nobody else goes in there, so just you and your wife that really go there. So put it up in your bathroom and pray for those people." So I said, "Okay." So I stuck it up and I said, "Lord, what am I praying?" And we wrote out a prayer. I stuck the prayer up as well. And he said, "See that prayer and all these names, see it in like a neon light, you know, neon, a big neon sign in heaven. See that. See all these people that you're praying for as standing on the crystal sea in heaven before my throne." Because if you go read Revelation 1 and 4, you'll see that. And see them standing there, lying there, depending on how they're struggling or whatever, but see them there before you, before me. And see that sign of your prayer out there. So I said, "Okay." And I pictured that in my mind. And I walked through the doorway to walk out of the bathroom into the bedroom. And as I did, this picture just flashed in my mind again. I said, "Lord, what just happened?" He said, "Every doorway that you walk through, that prayer gets said again." I thought that was fantastic. Well, I found every excuse to walk through as many doorways as I could at work or whatever. We'd go the long way around to get somewhere because I'd calculated where those doorways were. And so this went on for about 2 weeks, and I said, "Lord, I have a problem. I'm in front of a computer most of the time, so I'm doing a lot of sitting." He said, "Okay, but sorry, my first question was, there's not a lot of doorways around me." He says, "Okay, well, how's about every footstep that you take?" I said, "Okay, that's brilliant." And so every time I was doing a lot of walking then, I was walking around, Yes, I needed to go and sit and work, but I kept my feet going. And so I knew those prayers, that prayer was just flashing again and again and again. I didn't always see it in my mind yet, but I knew it was going on. I knew that prayer was being re-said over all those people. By then now I've gathered lots more names because now I know what's going on. And in fact, what I have is I have, and I still have one, I have a prayer book that, and I'm not going to show you one with values in it, people's names in it, but it's basically, I don't know if this is going to show, but it's a little book and it's got five columns in, and it's the date, the name, the prayer, the answer, and the date. And I would do this and I would find out who needed prayer. I'd go back around past them and ask them how those prayers are going, what has God done, and I would write down the answers. And you show a non-Christian, let alone a Christian, but you show a non-Christian those answered prayers, and they cannot believe God actually answers prayers. But there's your evidence, right? Evidence for the people who you've been praying for, but also even, I mean, I had people coming back to me and saying to me, "Listen, can you also pray for this? Can you also pray for that?" And of course, I'd add them, right? "Can you pray for my cousin?" This, and then I'd add those names. And so I kept on adding names. By the time that I got to the next point, probably had about 1,000 odd names on the wall. And but then I said to the Lord, I said, "Lord, you know what? I'm having a bit of a problem here because, I'm, yes, that's footsteps, but I sit a lot. And I also sleep. I mean, during that time, there's no prayer going on." He said, "Okay, so how about every beat of your heart then?" I said, "Man, that is amazing. Every heartbeat, that prayer is being said over them again and again and again and again and again. I loved it." And so I relaxed a little bit more into it, but I got more and more people to pray for. And eventually, I said, "Okay, Lord, so I'm still having a bit of a problem. I suspect that we can go a lot faster than this." And then I used the phrase, which I'm very, very hesitant to use nowadays. And I said, "Okay, well, hit me with all you got." Dangerous words, guys, don't do that. Anyway, he said, "Okay, how about the speed of every electron going around every atom? And you add all those speeds together for your entire body, and you add them sequentially together. How about that fast?" I said, "But Lord, that's like constant." And he said, "Precisely." And I said, "Lord, I'm confused." He said, "The moment you pray something, it is permanently before me until you unpray your prayer." I said, "I unpray my prayer. How can I unpray my prayer?" He said, "You see, when you say something and you mean it, that prayer is in heaven. It's there before me and it is going to be acted on. And because I'm outside of time, I already knew whether or not you're going to unpray it, right? So I know whether or not I should or shouldn't do anything." But for those where you absolutely are not going to give up on it, I'm going to put things in place. But the challenge is to unpray your prayer is what Satan's job is. He's got to try and get you to speak against what you pray. So I said, Lord, how do I do that? He said, well, take for example this person that you're praying for. They've got cancer. That's what Satan will tell you, that they've got cancer. But you know that you're praying that that person's healed, and you have already got an agreement in your mind and in the mind of the other person of seeing this person happy with their children, and completely free of any disease. That's the picture that you're keeping in your mind, and that's the picture that they're keeping in their mind. And for as long as you both keep it in your mind, you are praying. Satan's job is to try and get you to unpray your prayer. And I said, okay, but I'm still confused. And he said to me, when you walk out of a place and you just said a prayer, virtually instantly, and when you get clever a bit later, he'll try and catch you off guard. But somebody will come along and say, oh, it's so terrible what's going on with so and so. Oh, the cancer's so bad. And your answer there is either going to confirm your prayer or it's going to break your prayer. If you agree just by saying, yes, I know, that's an agreement. You're not staying in the presence of the prayer that you prayed. You have unprayed your prayer. But if you say, that's not what I believe, then you maintain your prayer. And that is praying without ceasing. So I said, Lord, okay, so I've got all of these names up on my wall. And I've been praying this prayer. And in this book, I've got all these different prayers. And I know that I've made some mistakes like that, where I've unprayed my prayers for these different people. When you give me this example, so how do I fix this? He said, the reason you have the wall is so that you can keep praying for them. And you can keep repairing your wall. Now, on my wall, I've got prayers that I'm praying just for good family and multiple things. If you go to the site multidimensionalthinkers.com/a-life-is-worth-living, you will see, and that, by the way, is the, come back here, that is this here, A Life is Worth Living. If you click on that, and in fact, let's go there. You will see prayer wall prayers. And these are the prayers for my prayer wall. All right. Anyway, eventually, I kept on praying, kept on praying, kept on praying, adding more and more people. And I never take anyone off. I've got what's called let's just see if that did it again. It comes down as a book. That's probably not the right way to do it. Let's do this. And so let me just wait for that to open. That Word document has got the prayers that I pray, and by the way, you can print them out. So I'm praying for every person either on these walls or every person related to any of the people on these walls. So it is a whole thing about how you, and you're praying scriptures, right? Each husband is loving, forgiving, and honoring his wife, and each husband is loving, forgiving, submitting to, and honoring his own and his wife's parents and or guardians. And so, and then the wife and the children. And these are the prayers that I'm praying over. Boyfriends and girlfriends. This is what my wall looked like about probably about 10 years ago. I know it wasn't that ago, it was 2018. So was that 6 years ago? I eventually had to make it smaller and smaller and smaller. There you can see at the top is my prayers. Down the bottom here is my intensive care area. Intensive care areas where you've got people who've got like major challenges, they're also in the book. Now, the book came more into being When I started to move around for work and I could no longer get to this wall, so I put this, I made this electronic, and I used this as a electronic wall. Right? Nobody else can get to it, but it's an electronic wall. And my emergency came my book. Right? So that is how, and you guys can do the same thing, right? It's got all the different prayers that I use, invoking the promises of God, etc. Cool. So that's that. Go back out here. And let's go back here. Oopsie. Let's go back to, yep, and yeah. And menu and pray without ceasing. So that's how you pray without ceasing. And you make sure that you don't unpray your prayers. You become very careful about how you respond to other people, because you know Satan can speak through us, each one of us. He can speak through any of us, and he has done, and we know that sometimes we've said things we didn't mean. Well, that was Satan talking, right? You've got to be careful to keep your mouth closed. And normally Satan can't open your mouth to say something because you're guarding it, but he can also add those last few nasty little sting in the tail words to the end of what you're saying. And you can pick that up by an additional little pressure in your chest or a sudden breath in. You know he's going to try and speak, and you just got to shut your mouth and hold tight. Don't let him use you. And he'll try and force you to say something. Just don't let him do that. That's how you pray without ceasing. Cool, let's go back to the menu.